No Losers by Rivers Bend, narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, the Untamed RPF. Rating, explicit. No archive warnings apply. Wan Yibo and Zhao Shan are having yet another game of compliment chicken. This one off-camera, alone in their room. Which is dumb, because what makes Zhao Shan blush so hard is the audience. Except. By the time Yibo has told him he has the most beautiful eyes, the most clever hands, and the prettiest hair, Zhao Shan feels like his whole torso is on fire with blushing. He concedes, but Yibo, glint in his eyes, says one more thing. So Zhao Shan covers Yibo's mouth with his hand. Yibo looks at lavishly, making Zhao Shan yelp and wipe his palm on Yibo's cheek. Yibo doesn't flinch away like Zhao Shan expected. Instead, his eyes flutter shut, and he presses into the touch. It's the briefest of moments. Only then does Yibo flinch away, like Zhao Shan burned him, his own face on fire. Turning his back on Zhao Shan, he stares out the window, trying to look casual and mostly failing. Looking at the back of Yibo's head, Zhao Shan can still see his face in the flush of raw longing he'd seen there, breaks Zhao Shan's heart, and makes his own longings. Ones he's been suppressing for months, surge up to catch in his throat. Moving softly, Zhao Shan takes the 3 steps to reach Yibo's back, turns him around, and holds Yibo's face between both hands. Yibo looks terrified, which is not a look Zhao Shan thought he would ever see, not filtered through Lan Zhan. Zhao Shan thinks he might vomit. Or faint. He's not sure Yibo won't do the same. "I'm sorry," Yibo says, looking down, as much as he can with his face in Zhao Shan's grip. At the same time, Zhao Shan says, "Please," though he's not sure what he's asking Yibo to do. Or he's sure, but doesn't want to admit it. Zhao Shan wants to ask if he can kiss Yibo, but he's scared that's not what's going on here. "Can I hug you?" he says instead, his thumb tracing Yibo's cheekbone, like he's actually asked the other thing. Before he has time to regret even that much, Yibo flings his arms around him and buries his face in Zhao Shan's neck. Zhao Shan hugs him back, wondering if he dares ask if Yibo is okay, when Yibo licks his neck, all sloppy and cheeky like a puppy, not like someone who wants to be kissed. Zhao Shan tamps down on his disappointment, which he shouldn't even be feeling anyway, and manages to laugh and say, "Ugh, get off me," in something approaching his normal voice. Yibo wrestles him to the ground and pins his hands until they're both laughing for real, but then Zhao Shan catches a look and stupid hope surges up again. His mouth opens without his permission this time. "Can I kiss you?" tumbling out without his volition. Yibo narrows his eyes. "Because you feel sorry for me?" No way Zhao Shan's going to say yes to that, though he does feel sad sometimes about how lonely Yibo can seem. "Because I feel sorry for me," he says instead, which is also true. "The beautiful and talented Wan Yibo is draped across my chest, pinning me to the floor, and he hasn't even tried to kiss me even once." Zhao Shan wishes Yibo would take comforting and coddling and lavish care, but he will give him joking if that's all he can handle. "If you need kisses, I guess I can provide them," Yibo says, like he's granting Zhao Shan a huge favor, which he is, obviously. Zhao Shan lifts his head, and Yibo lowers his, and their mouths touch. It's tentative, barely a peck, but it sends a shiver all the way from Zhao Shan's scalp to his toes. Before he can even take a breath, Yibo is melting into him. Yibo lets go of Zhao Shan's wrists and cups the back of his head in both huge hands, freeing Zhao Shan to wrap his arms around Yibo's back. Now Zhao Shan's whole body is on fire, and he's trying not to hump Yibo's leg like an overeager dog, but, that seems to be an erection riding the groove of his hip, so maybe humping is okay? But mostly, how has he not been kissing Ibo since the day they met? His mouth is so lush and eager, and he's making the most incredible little noises, hungry and wanton like he's afraid Zhao Zhan is going to take this away from him at any moment. Zhao Zhan tries to say, "I'm here, I've got you, I'm not going to push you away." But Ibo's trying to crawl into his mouth, so Zhao Zhan just holds him tighter and hums happily. They kiss until Zhao Zhan is dizzy with it, and then kiss some more, until finally, Ibo relaxes his grip on Zhao Zhan's head and pulls away just far enough to smile into Zhao Zhan's eyes. "Teacher Zhao is also the best kisser. Is there no end to your talents?" "Teacher Wang is clearly superior in this also," Zhao Zhan counters, and Ibo pinches his arm. Zhao Zhan bites his chin in retaliation and, oh, here they are, kissing again. Zhao Zhan feels less shy now, and apparently Ibo does too, because the half-tentative rocking they're doing is now grinding, legs twined together, erections sliding alongside each other, through their shorts. Zhao Zhan grips Ibo's hips, shifts him a bit, and yeah, that's better. That's perfect. Well, perfect would involve fewer clothes, but he'll save broaching that for next time. God, he hopes there will be a next time. Zhao Zhan gets kind of distracted with his hands on Ibo's ass, their dicks grinding together, and next thing he knows, Ibo is trailing kisses along his jaw and down his neck instead of devouring his mouth. Ibo says something into the hollow of Zhao Zhan's throat, but Zhao Zhan can't hear what he says. "What?" Ibo presses his face even more tightly into Zhao Zhan's neck, but says, more loudly, "Is it okay if I come?" Ibo is trying to kill him, clearly. "Yes," Zhao Zhan says emphatically, possibly more emphatically than he's ever said anything ever before. "Please." Ibo whimpers and shivers, and the roll of his hips speeds up under Zhao Zhan's palms. And that's it for Zhao Zhan. He hopes it's okay if he comes too, because that is completely inevitable at this point. Somewhat to his embarrassment, in fact, he comes first, whole body arching off the floor under Ibo's weight as his orgasm rolls up his spine and locks his thighs. He thinks Ibo might be laughing as his own orgasm leaves him shaking in Zhao Zhan's arms. "What's so funny?" "You call me a kid, but you came first." Ibo grins up at him, absolutely delighted. Zhao Zhan is happy to give him the victory. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Fabtrix post. Thank you for listening. And thank you for Riversbend for having Blinkit permission to Podfic.